Okay, Gavach Shavuot Tov. Alinu Shmin Tzchus Sofer Shalema Barzi Verivka Basia Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda Benivka Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Today Chaf Gimel Adar. We know it's the Chiddush Harim, it's Yahrzeit. So we're going to say a Torah in honor of the Chiddush Harim, but we're going to build up to the Chiddush Harim. First, we're going to start with Halacha Hilchos Pesach. The first Halacha on Hilchos Pesach says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Chaf Tes She'ein Noifim Al Pneim B'Chol Chodesh Nisan. A person should learn 30 days before Pesach, the halachos. Minag liknos, says the Rama, chitim l'chalkon l'nios b'sorach Pesach. It's a minag to be able to give out maos chitim. If beis, ain't ofam apanei b'chol chodesh nisan. There's a minag not to say tachanun m'ntam nisan. As Rav Schlesinger from Munsi, we've said this word over, but I think it bears repeating every Pesach. What is the connection between maos chitim and not having Tachanun the whole month of Nisan? It seems to be so abstract, they have nothing to do with each other. So he says the following. He says, we know from Chazal that tell us that why was the Nisan so happy? Because the first 12 days of Nisan was the Kamas of Mishkan. It was the Nisim brought their Karbonos. And because we know Chazal tells us that the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan was as if Chodesh Baruch Hu was the happiest day in all creation, just like Chodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Nisim brought the Karbonos. That trickled down to the rest of the month to not say Tachanun. So what's the Panemius? What's the deeper message of the Nisim? Says of Shlesinger, we know that the Nisim were the ones, the taskmasters in Mitzrayim, who the Egyptians put in charge of the Jews, and they said, make sure that your brothers and sisters get a certain quota of work done, and if not, you're going to get the beating. And the Nisim took the beating further B'nai Israel. They took the beating. Says of Shlesinger, you want to know why they were Zocha? The Chazal tells, why were these taskmasters zochah b'nisim? Because they cared for each other. They were zochah to not, because they were, right? It's like what the Nazis did to the Jews in the Holocaust. They put the Jews in charge of Jews to be able to bring out chas v'shalom more machlokas and sadness and this and that. The Nazis didn't learn from the Egyptians. It says, Rosh Hashanah, you want to know why these two lachas are next to each other in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to, Normal says you have to be careful with Maos Chitim before Pesach, but and then the Shulchan Aruch adds right after that you don't say Tachanun, because the whole essence of not saying Tachanun is because of what the Nisim did. That they only became Nisim because they cared for each other so much in Mitzrayim. And that's what Maos Chitim is caring for each other, looking out for others' needs, but even before our own needs. And that is the Avoda, which I really believe, going from Purim to Pesach, right? The whole Avoda, really, Purim, is Leich Knos, it's called Yehudim, Matan Chivim, Mishloach Manos. It can't be that, okay, Achdus on Purim, and then the Achdus is over. No, you have to continue it. And I think there's a couple of Vortlach that are in Parshas Vayakal and Bekudei, and then we're going to get to the Chidushim's Vort. Vayakal, Moshe is called out, B'nai Yisrael. Moshe gathered up the Jewish people. So we know from the Kosovo Rebbe, he says, what's so good about this Kehila? So the Kosovo says, the Vayakal's Gematria Mikvah, 151. What's the connection between Vayakal and a Mikvah? So he says, when the Jews gather together, now the Jews come together, that brings a spiritual purity. It brings a holiness. It brings a kedusha. When a Jew connects to each other with another Jew, it brings a certain purity, a certain kedusha. I think that very much connects to the Mashiach Chachma we said earlier in the week as well. Parshas Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Tezvav. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to anoint Aaron's sons like he anointed Aaron. Mashachta oisam kashem, mashachta savim. You shall anoint them as you anointed their father, and there shall be Kohanim to me. Ask the Mesher Chachma, what's going on over here? What's the vort? What's the deeper message here? That Kadosh Baruch Hu had to warn Moshe? Says the Mesher Chachma, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe that the same way, the same passion and energy and love that you have for Aaron, when you crown them to be Kohen Gadol, make sure you have that same passion and energy and enthusiasm when you crown his sons. Because Moshe, it's not going to be your sons. It's going to be our own sons who are going to take over the kahuna. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was warning Moshe that he should do it with the same love and same care. Chasrim, even Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rav Zalig Pleskin, who quotes this Mashiach Chachma, you need to be warned about kinah, about having jealousy. So what does it mean? Mashach tosim kashem, mashach tesavim. Make sure you do it with the same emotion, the same passion and love that you did it for their brother. Make sure you do it for your nephews now when they take over to be the kohanim. I think this goes very perfectly well with the great idea from the Chiddush Harim talking about Makas Choshech. We know that next Shabbos is ready, which is Chodesh Nisan. We're ready, Shlosh Yom HaKor Machal, so we can really tap in a little bit to the Pesach story. So by the Makas Choshech, the Pasuk says in Perek Yod, Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ayet Meir Shas Yado Al Shamayim. He put his hand on Shamayim. Ayi Choshech Afela B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim L'Shoshet Yamim. There was 3 days of thick darkness. La Roi Yish Achiv. La Kamu Yish Mitachto Shoshet Yamim. They couldn't get up. They couldn't see each other. They couldn't get up. V'chol B'nei Yisrael Haya Or B'mosh Shvosem. And the Jews had Or. Says the Chudush Harim. The Baal Yartzeit from today. Shmi Meir Tzil Shavrasim from all of Klai Yisrael. He says, you want to know what Choshech is? Continue. You want to know what Choshech is for 3 days? Lo ro ish achiv, lo kam ish mitachtov, shoshes yamim. When a Jew doesn't, when someone else, you can't look for others' needs. You don't get up to help someone else. That's Choshech. That's Choshech. That's what Mitzrayim had. But says the Chiddush Shem, b'chol b'nei haya or b'mashvosa. The Jews had light. They were caring for each other. They had tremendous light. They had tremendous achdus. Right, what is Choshech, says the Chiddush Harim, is when you're lo ro ish esachid lo kam ish mitachtav, and you can't see each other, you don't get up for each other. You have to remember this message, this bridge from Purim to Pesach. Purim is all about Achdus, it's all about Yehudi, it's all about Lechonos Ko Yehudim, Haman Setach Ashreosh, we can only hurt the Jews when they're scattered, Fuzer Mefura, and it really connects very much to the beginning of the Hilchos Pesach. The whole essence of why we don't say Tachnun is one of Moses Chitim. The whole reason why we don't say Tachnun is because of the Nisim. And how did they become Nisim? Because they care for each other in Egypt. And then we saw the beautiful verse in the Kust of a Rebbe, Vayakal Moshe, and he gathered Jews together that brings the Tahara. That's why Vayakal is Gematria Mikvah. Yisachar Shpachal told Moshe to warn the same way you anointed Aaron and Kohen with the same passion and energy you have to anoint their sons, to have the same love and Achdus that you have for Aaron to have for his sons. It's not going to be your sons that are going to take over the Kohen, it's going to be Aaron's sons. When we finally saw the beautiful word, the Chiddush Harim, that what is Choshech? Choshech is lo ro ish es achiv, lo kam ish mitachtav. When you can't look outside of yourself, that's Choshech. But Or is one of going out for yourself and looking out for each other. And I think that very much goes well. We'll end off with the Maisa from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was the Yartzeit was on Chaf Adar, so it's still 3 days, 4 days after. Shlomo Zalman is known for his tremendous, tremendous Ahavas Yisrael. Story goes is that there was a widow who. Had a certain garden in the Yerushalayim area, and she had a tree that would be able to say every Nisan they would come in and be able to say the special bracha for the first tree. So what happened was this Talmidim came over to Shlomo Zalman and said, Rebbe, at the end of the day, the nusach and the bracha says the bracha for the bracha Nisan. It says Nisim. It says it's a plural. It says it's a plural. L'maisa, we could do Zekele V'anveh. We could glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu's name if you go to another place in Yerushalayim. There's more trees there. We could say the bracha there. It says Rav Shlomo Zalman, my hider mitzvah, my Zekele V'anveh, my hider mitzvah is to dafka go to this widow's backyard, because when she sees Jews gathering together, to be able to say the bracha on her tree, that brings her a little nechama. A little comfort for her husband who she just lost. That is of Shlomo Zalman, who saw that at the end of the day, it wasn't about looking for the best hider mitzvah here, it's looking at the hider mitzvah, p'nimius, b'achtus, av, and reyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu bless us to remember these messages of Rav Schlesinger, that how we start Hechos Pesach, Tachnun, Maos Chitim go together, but the cost of a Rebbe, Yaakov Moshe, Malayakov Gematria Mikvah, Meshech Chachma, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to anoint his nephews the same way he anointed Aaron HaKohen, the Vort Lechanu Sharim, but what's Choshech? Choshech when you don't see each other, you don't look back at each other. Remember the Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman, that his Hider Mitzvah was looking out for the widows. Hashem should bless us. Have a good Chodesh Nisan. Amanda should be just like we know from Chazal Nisan. We were redeemed, and we should be redeemed as Hashem this Nisan with tremendous Achdus and Ahava for each other. As Hashem, please God, we should be zochet to eat together the Zachim, the Psachim, and Shlomo Yakodesh.